Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Food for Your Soul. We are your hosts, Elder and Evangelist White. Please go with me in the word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, O gracious Lord, we just come before you on today, Lord God, with thanksgiving in our hearts, Lord God, and just saying, Lord God, Holy Spirit, have your way. God, I ask that you touch each and every person that has tuned in, God, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Lord God, I just ask right now that you will just word your servants on how to say and what to say. And I ask, Father God, that you give clarity on your holy word, and I ask that it fall on good ground. God, we give you glory and honor that is due unto your holy name. And God, if you don't do nothing else, we just want to say thank you for saving us. It is in Jesus' sweet name that we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Good morning, good people. Good morning, Elder White.
Praise the Lord. Good morning.
How are you doing on today, sir?
I'm blessed. What about you?
The same. I am blessed. However, the topic... Woo, it is one that makes you say, my, my, my.
Amen.
The topic that God has placed heavy on my heart is holiness is right.
Amen.
God dealt with me, Elder, until about 2, almost 3 o'clock this morning, still with this topic.
Amen.
The house of God has gotten away from holiness. And my question is why? Why have we lowered our Christian standards to entertain sin? We know better, yet we choose to settle. Holiness is right because God said it is. He said it in the Old Testament as well as the New. And I'm going to do real quick Leviticus 4:45. That's Leviticus 11th chapter, 45th verse. For I am the Lord that bringeth you up out of the land of Egypt, excuse me, to be your God. Ye shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. And then 1 Peter 1:16, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy.
Amen.
To be holy is to be distinct, separate, and a class by oneself. To be holy is to be morally pure. When things are made holy, when they are consecrated, they are set apart unto purity. They are used to be pure and in a pure way. They are to reflect purity as well as simple uniqueness. Purity is not barred from the ideal of holy. It is contained with it.
Amen.
Elder, what is your thoughts before I go into what God has given me about the house of God has gotten away from holiness and why?
Well, one thing I believe is that holiness is a response to the conditions of the world or the conditions of a state that has been delivered by God. When God has done something in your life and you know it was God, He then, puts us in a place of rest.
Mm.
And resting is really a place of really understanding and knowing that God has delivered you from a very aggressive, tormented state. And He requires you now to live a separated life, actually acknowledging what He has done for you. A lot of people can't live a life of holiness because they don't recognize how God has delivered them out of certain states, conditions, and really don't understand the condition or state of the world that they live in that demands holiness, that demands us to be set aside for God's use and purpose. And when you don't have a true testimony of God really delivering, it's really hard to put it in its in its proper perspective. It's really hard for us to want to live with a standard that demands us to be different.
Amen. And, you know, I was saying, you know, because many feel like, I'm going to heaven. I'm gonna see. But in Psalms 24:3-5, it says, "Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Oh, who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from God of his salvation."
Amen.
God is holy, and the church must be holy as well.
Amen. And that's what the Bible tells us.
Amen.
Be ye holy, for I am holy.
Amen. And that's exactly what, you know, 1 Peter 1:16 that I had read had said. You know, disrespect. And not the kind of disrespect that we are speaking about, but the disrespect in worship is both a failure to take hold of God's holiness and an insult to his holiness. Mockery is a sin of great level with terrible consequences. The holiness of God requires us to take our worship seriously and not to participate lightheartedly. That does not mean our worship must be joyless and dull and sad. It simply means we must regard God's presence seriously and be very cautious about offending his presence by our mockery. The holiness of God should guide and govern our thinking on God's acceptance. See, Elder, this is where many miss the mark, because I feel like so many are so more concerned with how people accept and what people want and think, we disregard what God is and has already spoken.
Amen. And it goes back to like what I said, not being conscious, being ignorant to who God really is, or really not being touched by God. Because once you have been touched and truly affected by God, then the things of God become something sacred.
Yeah.
There's a fear and a reverence for God that demands a certain kind of response.
That's right.
I can't do, you know, just any old kind of thing. I can't handle the things of God any old kind of way. There is a way that God commands us to do certain things. There is a certain diligence about being, about God's being or his business. I should say, and we don't want to handle it any old kind of way. It's something that is very sacred, something that is very holy to God.
Yes,
you know. So when we don't have a fear of God, then therefore holiness just doesn't register. You know, we still move according to how we want to move. I think about Titus 2. If I may.
Yes, sir.
And one, he says, "But speak thou the things which become in sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The aged woman likewise, that they be in behavior, as becometh holiness.
Amen.
Not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young woman to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed." You see, when you know that God has done something in your life, he set you apart.
That's right.
There's a response to that.
Yes.
And that response to what God is doing in your life is holiness.
And, you know, Elder, I just had like a little flat, you know, I hear so many people say, "Well, you know, you think you're holier than thou," or, "I don't want to be holy, I don't want to be old." And I see now that the problem, even with the house of God is that it's just like a lot of parents with their children. We want to be more friends. You know, the house of God, we don't want to set the older women, we don't really want to set a standard. I want to dress like the young women. I want to act like the young women. I want y'all to know that I'm down and everything. No, there is a standard and an example that we are supposed to display that will help these young women and some of these older women as well be able to do exactly what Titus 2 said. I hear the term, God accepts me how I am, and so should you. The holiness of God indicates God does not accept what is not holy. In reality, all God accepts from us is that which he produced in and through us. When you hear God accepts me how I am, it's truly a cop-out how to live a careless and disobedient life. Now, I'm not saying God does not accept you when you come like you are, broken and hurt and trying to get to a place. But if you're going to turn around and keep going out there and sinning and living a life, but on Sunday get up and portray to live that Christian walk, and see, the thing about it is, you know, sooner or later, the truth of you is going to show up. Because if you're not living holy 6 days a week, on the seventh day a week, it's going to show up, whether it be in your worship, your praise, your speech, your dress. Because holiness is not just a Sunday activity. It is a lifestyle that we are supposed to display 7 days a week. Amen. And so this is a young woman that's on the phone today. This is not an old woman that is jealous of women and trying to tell you all how to be and how to dress. This is a woman that is of your age that is telling you God calls for the standard of holiness.
Amen.
There is a holiness, Elder White, and it vexed my spirit because I know what I was when I was in the world. I know how I dressed. I know how I talked. I know how I acted. And what we have done is we have gotten so relaxed in the house of God that it's not that we're welcoming brokenness.
Uh-huh.
We are welcoming worldliness. We are saying, come on in here, put some Jesus on it, and it'll be holy. That should not be.
Well, holiness definitely is not about the outward appearance. It's about the inward work, again, of what God has done with your heart.
That's right.
You know, number one. And again, it is something that that comes out of a place of such humility, because it is true that God does. You know, he does accept you where you are, you know, but you can't stay where you are.
That's right.
You know, yeah, come as you are.
Mm-hmm.
But when God really starts to work on you
and
you begin to learn of a standard that is called holiness,
mm-hmm.
you know, it then, you know, out of a personal relationship with God, automatically there's a lot of things that change, that become as holy based upon a true relationship with God. You can tell, you know, from the outward appearances by not judging. I'm not judging. That's another thing that you get. Well, you judging me. No, I'm not judging you. I'm just telling you that there are certain things that is displayed that represents the relationship that you have with God.
Amen. And you know, one of the things that God said was the church cannot accept those who profess to be Christians but live like pagans. We must discipline and remove those who refuse to live like Christians. The church is to be holy, and this means purging out the leaven from its midst. Let those who emphasize unconditional acceptance ponder on this. Now, just like what Elder was saying, God is not saying don't come as you are, but we should not stay in that place or even get worse in that place. And I want y'all to, you know, so you can know that it's the word of God and not evangelists. Revelation 3:15-16 reads, and it is in red, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou were cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Mm. The church is likened to the lukewarm water or being virtually worthless. Christ says he will spew them out or eject them from his company. See,
there's a right and a wrong way, Elder. We got to either be hot for the Lord or cold. He'd rather us even be cold, but don't pretend. Don't be in that medium riding the fence. You know, the holiness of God, you know, should not only caution us, but it should remind us we're going to have to give an account. And I know we always say, are we our brother's keepers, and I'm going to hold you as accountability. And we're accountable for the church. We're accountable for not coming and I didn't see you in attendance, or we're accountable one to another. We make sure we emphasize that. But, Elder, we are going to have to give an account unto God, because we are accountable unto him first. And I'm going to tell leaders on today, and this is throughout the world, it is a dangerous place to know that sin is in the camp and we allow it to operate.
Amen.
It is, I don't think that we take so many things common and we're nonchalant. And I know the warning that God gave me last night. And, Elder, my heart is heavy because every time I turn and I look and I see, you know, we have gotten, you know, back in the day, the devils, they were scared to go by the house of God. They feared God.
Amen.
There's no true fear and reverence in the house of God anymore. And that's why the devil is coming in and running, you know,
Amen.
Mayhem.
It is a lot of compromise, and one of the things, one of the scriptures that came to my mind was Hebrews. I'm sorry, the 12th chapter.
Yes, I have that right here.
You have that?
Yes, sir.
In that 14th verse,
And
it says, "Follow peace with all men."
That's right.
"And holiness."
Yes.
"Without which no man shall see the Lord."
Mm.
"Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled." And that's important right there in itself. Without holiness, you won't even be able to see the Lord.
Mm.
And then you're going to have bitterness.
Yes.
You're going to have bitterness and anything and all kinds of things springing up.
Amen.
And when you allow things, and when holiness is not the practice, when holiness is not the life that we are leading, then all kinds of things is going to spring up.
That's right.
And it's going to have place in the house of God.
And Elder, that is, you know, the holiness of God should caution us about what we accept and practice with this new age. With all the emphasis on church growth, there seems to be little attention given to church reduction by discipline, little devotion to proclaiming and practicing the holiness of God. We want our church to grow in numbers, but the people are growing, you know, that it's like we want the church to grow. We have a vision of having a bigger church, but there has to be something that captures the people that are coming, you know, we're talking about the unlearned. The people that are coming out there, I'm asking this question all around the world today. Are we leaders of examples of holiness? Are we displaying that? Are we practicing that? Or are we just going with whichever way the wind blows? You know, well, today I will, you know, amen, evangelist is going to say it. Today I'm going to put my stilettos on, and I'm going to be like the world. I want to be NeNe Leakes. You know, and tomorrow, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to put my regular church gear, whatever we want to call it, on, and I'm going to portray a holiness. And, you know, well, today I want to, you know, do this. We have to be either in or out. We either be that example or we don't. Leadership is not just displaying, I'm a leader, look at me. It is an example that people are able to look at, because we have to remember how hard sometimes it was when we first started out trying to understand this walk with God, and almost sometimes wishing we had someone to follow and be an example. But God is a holy God. Therefore, we should be holy people. And if we're not displaying that, my question is, or my concern is, why? Why are we not? You know, Elder, you remember the story? If you can just give a just real brief, I believe it was about Ananias.
And Sapphira.
Yes. When God struck them dead. Can you just give a brief on why that happened? Because they were a symbol of the church.
Well, you know, they had an opportunity to, at that time during their first church,
yes,
they had an opportunity to bring in an offering to the church.
Yes.
And one thing about the offering that they was to bring in, it was something that they had an opportunity to do out of their own hearts.
Yes.
But they lied about it when they came into the house of God.
Mm.
And when they came into the house of God to present their offering, Peter knew that, you know, that it wasn't, you know, the Spirit of God allowed him to know,
yes,
that this was not a true offering. You lied,
yes,
in the house of God.
Mm.
And he caused them to fall dead right there within the church. And that was how the power of God fell then.
Yeah.
It was a issue of integrity.
That's right.
You know, when we come into the house of God, we have to understand and realize that what we bring as an offering to God,
yes,
has to be a holy offering.
Mm.
And holy means that when we come and we deal with God with our hearts. And I'm just going to take a little bit of what you said about, you know, coming as you are,
yes,
you know, but God knows who you are and how you are too.
Amen.
And you know how you are.
That's right.
And the thing is, it's not about, you know, what we want to do or hold back.
Jesus,
you know what I'm saying? Like Ananias and Sapphira did.
Mm.
We don't want to hold back.
Yes.
Our best.
Yes.
When dealing with God.
That's right.
You know, and we may not see it displayed the way it was then.
Amen.
But it is being displayed in your life.
Amen.
It is being displayed with a lot of dead things and a lot of things that is taking place in your life because we are not giving God our best.
Amen. And Elder, it doesn't mean that the way it was displayed then. I've seen it. I have seen it, and I know those who are tuning in, I've seen it in Alaska where God dropped someone dead into church as an example because of what was going on in the house of God. So it's not that he still won't do it today. I just truly believe God be trying to give us an opportunity to get that thing right. And you know what I found so interesting about this was unbelievers didn't flock to the church, but all came to fear God, and rightly so when he brought death, when that happened to them. If the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, then the holiness of God must not be ignored. God's holiness will drive some away, but it will drive the elect to the cross. And the church that has a grasp of holiness of God will declare, perform, and defend a pure gospel. A grasp of holiness should change your attitude and conduct in worship. The holiness of God is the basis and compelling necessity for our sanctification. The holiness of God is the reason we are to be commanded to live holy lives. And it says that you can go to Ephesians 1 and 4, Romans 8, 29, 1 Thessalonians 4 and 3, 1 Peter 2 and 9. We must practice and proclaim his excellence to the world. Without holiness, we cannot enter into God's heaven. And Elder White, we're not going to be able to enter into his presence.
Amen.
You know, holiness is right. That is my standard and my bandard. I have lowered my expectations from people, but I'm not lowering my expectations of holiness with God. Elder White, I am not, I will come down to relate, but I'm not going to come down in areas that we want to entertain people no more and ignore God. Our dress, our walk, our talk, our lifestyle should be that of holy. When I come into the house of God and I dress the way I do, it is not for the attention of my brothers and my sisters. My grandmother taught me when I was a young child that when you go before God, you go on with your best. The same way when I went into the clubs, I wore my best. I'm going to walk into the house of God. See, I'm still a lot of what God has called me to be. He just allowed me to put holiness on a lot of things. You know, even in my dancing, I switched partners. My talking, I switched it to be holy. This is something, Elder White, that we get away from. You know, we'll talk about tithes and offering all day long.
Uh-huh.
You know, we'll talk about forgive all day long. But when it comes to holiness, when it comes to heaven and hell, we stay away from this. And you know why? The reason we can't talk about certain things is because we're not doing them.
Right. And you're absolutely right. And if you're looking for the world, you know, man, you know, being a Christian today is not a favorable thing. And if you're looking for the world to give you some kind of sign that, you know, as a Christian you accept it, you know, then you're not going to find it. You are not going to find it. This thing comes from having a true relationship with God today. And you got to know God for yourself so that you can begin to separate the things of God and make the things and the things you do for God something sacred, because that's what holiness is all about. It's a sacredness. It's a concern and seriousness about the things of God. And you should want that.
That's right.
You know, it's no different than being married almost to, you know, to a spot. You are separated. I'm no longer on the market.
Mm.
I belong.
Amen.
And I am connected to
Amen,
to you. I'm connected to my wife, and therefore there is a sacredness that that people should recognize and know.
Amen.
We put rings on our fingers.
That's right.
To identify and let people know that we are set apart.
That's
that
right.
That we are no longer single, but we are connected.
Amen.
We are married. When you are living a holy life, that is just like having that ring on your finger. I am. I'm separated. I'm sacred. I'm married to God.
Yes.
And what that marriage means that there's certain things that I do not do.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
as a married man, I can't do the things that a single man can do. When you married to Christ, you are in a marriage relationship.
That's right.
You know, but this ring now is on our hearts.
That's right.
And therefore, out of the abundance of the heart, our mouth speaks. Out of the heart are the issues of life.
Yes.
And therefore, the way we live our life is one that can be identified as having a relationship with God through the holy living that we decide to live.
Amen. And you know, Elder, if I may say just real briefly, I remember when I was in Alaska and my son had already, you know, made up in his mind he wanted to go a little left and go out there in the world a little. And I remember I told him I was preaching one Sunday at a particular church, and I would like for him to come and hear me preach. And do you know that when the church was over, he said, Mama, that one right there that was on praise and worship, they was at the club with me last night. And that one over there that's sitting over there in leadership, you know, I saw them over here. And Mama, you know, that one right. So, I mean, y'all doing the same thing I'm doing. You know, why I got to come into church when y'all come in? So the world is watching. And if we don't have a standard of holiness and we don't have an example, they will call you out. You know, and the thing about it is we do it on Sundays and we portray. The reason holiness is not being like it needs to be, Elder, not just even in our life, but it's because the church has said, well, we're going to accept, and they have accepted everything. We are supposed to be able to be a hospital and accept the sick. But, you know, they ain't supposed to stay sick.
Amen.
Eventually, there should be some healing and some growing. And if we don't start standing on this word, we are going to have to give an account to God. And if we don't mind having the blood, so be it. But Evangelist White, I want to have clean hands and a pure heart. I got to make heaven my home.
And that's why our life has to be an example to others. But
amen.
I pray that others get it for themselves.
Amen. Well, Elder, that is our time. We pray that something has touched you, caused you to want to look it up in God's word even deeper about holiness is right. If God says the same, we will be here again next week, same time. If nobody else told you, God loves you, and so do we. Remember, without holiness, we cannot enter into God's heaven. Until then, Elder and Evangelist White is signing out.
God
Amen.
Bless you. Amen.
God bless.